Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Dr. Simbo.
Good afternoon.
Are you well this afternoon?
I am all right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us here at the Adventist World Radio. We are talking about the role of the extended family in raising a child. And of course, that role in raising a child, it actually plays an important role in child development. They provide emotional support, enhance social skills, offer diverse perspective, and reinforce cultural identity. And being actively involved in a child's life, extended family members help create a nurturing and supportive environment that promotes growth, learning, and overall well-being. Now, I want to talk more about the extended family's role in raising our children. Now, Doc, what is the role exactly of the extended family in raising children?
Thank you so much. So there's a big role that the extended family plays in raising children, especially in our modern world where a lot of mothers are working mothers. And indeed, if there is an extended family nearby, a grandmother, a retired aunt, a sister who is probably waiting for something, waiting for the results for her college and so on, they play a role in just making sure that this child has some identity to the family instead of just being with the maid who is not a relative. There is a family there, so there is firstly some security because the maid knows that there's a relative nearby. I cannot abuse this child. So there's security. And also there is just a sense of belonging for that child because the maid is not a relative. Yes, they may get used to them, but there is a blood relative, a sense of belonging. Thirdly, the cultural values for that family are embedded in the extended family, so they know what should be inculcated in this child who is growing. And also just the values. Christian values, especially for Christian families. Sometimes we have maids that belong to our religion. Sometimes we don't have the extended family. Will inculcate all that if they are around.
Yeah. Now, you've already told us about some of the benefits of involving the family in the lives, or the extended family rather, in the lives of the children. But what challenges may arise from the involvement of the extended family, really?
So challenges may still arise, apart from all those advantages. We've heard of, if I'm looking after my grandchild, there is this tendency to want the child to become attached to me by, well, of spoiling the child. So I'll give sweets, I'll give biscuits, I'll give all sorts of food that probably in that home they don't give the children. So probably it's important to still keep the boundaries and to know what not to do, what not to give to this child. Even as you as extended family are aiming for the best, but it's not good to overdo it and then spoil the child again so that when they go back home, then they have a challenge. They want those things that happened to them or were given to them at the grandma's home or grandpa's home.
Now, also, apart from that, we've had many cases of uncles sexually abusing the children. Talk to us about that just a little bit.
Yes, that can also be, yes, a disadvantage. Sadly, we have a lot of relatives, uncles abusing young girls. And so that can also be a danger. So it means that before we leave the child with the extended family, I think we need to know a lot about this extended family. We must know them very well. Apart from that, it doesn't matter how much I know my brother very well. I know about them. I can't imagine them doing harmful things to my daughter. Still, it would not be appropriate for me to leave my daughter with 3-year-old with my brother who is 30 or whatever. They are my brother, yes, I've grown up with them, but it's just not appropriate for me. Maybe if it is a boy child, yes, I can. But a girl child, no matter how close that relative is to me, it's just not appropriate. It might be safer for me to leave a girl child with a girl relative. Of course, I should also know that relative very, very well.
Yeah, but it's an unfortunate world that we live in. Very sad about that angle. Now, let's go back to the positive stuff. How can the immediate family create healthy boundaries to ensure that their own family ideals are maintained when the children are in the care of their relatives? For example, homes that are strict on diet, but at granny's house, they're given sweets all days. I think you made sure, you made an example of that. Should that be no big deal, or does that need to be addressed?
I think it needs to be addressed. If in my home, the children have only restricted time to watch television, it means when I leave them with my mother, I need to tell her, please, they should not sit on the TV the whole afternoon. At home, I allow them only for an hour or only for 30 minutes. I should let my mom know that she is to let them watch television only for that time that I also allow them at home. In that way, it will be easy for them. They know that whether we go to grandma or we are in our own parents' home, they want us to watch television only for an hour. So it's upon me, who is leaving the children with my extended family, to tell them the do's and the don'ts and what is allowed.
Wouldn't you sound too strict to granny, you know? I mean, granny wants to spoil the children. They just want to sleep late. And granny really wants to just give them that break from mommy. Wouldn't that be too strict? Wouldn't your mother say to you, "Ah, no, man, don't be too strict. Come on."
I'm sure she will. She will complain because, as a grandmother, of course, she wants to spoil these children. But then it will be difficult. Maybe, well, I can allow to say, I can extend a bit. I can be flexible, maybe, to say if they watch only TV for 1 hour, I can say, granny, allow them for an extra hour. Make it two so that there's a balance, so that they don't feel as over-restricted as they are in their parents' home. But that needs to mention at least that these are the don'ts. This is allowed for so long. We can negotiate and extend the hours, but at least I need to know.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, when that break is finished, they're going to come back to the parents, and parents must not find it difficult to get them back to track, eh?
Exactly.
Now, Doc, what steps can be taken to strengthen family bonds and create a more positive and supportive environment for everyone, whether it be at my house or at the granny's house or at my sister's house or at my brother's house? How can we strengthen those family bonds so that there's more positive supporting environment for everybody?
So we can strengthen family bonds so that they're more supportive in a positive manner by being open to one another. It means that I should not hide what I want for my children. There should be continuity. So they shouldn't start hurting their or my home in the long run because they've got so much freedom at the extended family's home. So we need to be open and discuss these things, and they shouldn't come to a break whereby we have prayers every evening before they go to bed. They shouldn't be on leave for that, because those are values that should continue and they should not be on and off. So we should be open about what we want for our children, and that even when the extended family is supporting me, I'm not around, they know that these good things need to continue.
You see, some of the things that we may not have control over, Doc, is, for instance, your siblings could have been growing up in the same family. And so we knew that at home we prayed at 7 o'clock. And then you go on in your own home, continue the tradition. But it doesn't mean that all the siblings have continued with that tradition. Others may have along the way slacked, and yes, although they are still siblings, but they now no longer pray as much. In fact, they only pray when they get time, and yes, they're still good family friends, but in terms of church, they're no longer very serious about church. They go whenever they get a chance. But the relationship is good still because you are siblings. And so your family and their family are still very close, despite they are not very strong in terms of holding on to God. Would you say that would it be a good decision to say, no, I'm not allowing my children to go there?
That would be difficult, but that would be the best. If I have an option, especially if they're very, very young children, so they can't make a decision. But if they are older, they're able to understand, 5, 6, 7, 8 year olds, I can explain to them, so you're going to my brother for 2 days because I'm not around. They don't pray, but make sure you pray. You can tell them, we pray at home and we want to pray. But if I have an alternative, it means that home, even if we have a good relationship, it would be the last resort, because I know that my children will not have the chance to continue the Christian values that they are growing up with. But if I have no option, I'll still leave them there. If they're able to understand, I'll tell them to continue the good values, and that where they are going, they don't practice these values. If they're very young children, of course, it's difficult. I have no option but just to leave them there, and they'll just be at the mercy of my relatives who are not active Christians.
Yeah, this can be difficult, but I think they are doable. Doc, I must thank you so much for coming through this afternoon. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and wishing you a great evening ahead.
Thank you so much. The pleasure has been mine.
Lovely.
God bless.
Goodbye.
Bye. Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.